This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yankees move on. The Minnesota Twins provide a little resistance. They are back in the ALCS awaiting the next opponent. Will it be the Rays with a miracle comeback after winning yesterday, or most likely the Houston Astros? If it's the Astros, that's going to be one hell of a series. I can't imagine how that series doesn't go seven, but still have to get there first. Jerry Recco is here with all of that and more from yesterday. Good morning, Jerry.
Well, good morning. We're brought to you by Bobby V's Restaurant and Sports Bar in Winter Stamford, the destination crafted for all. Some of the sounds from Monday night, and indeed we start at Target Field in Minnesota between the Yankees and the Twins.
Here's the 2-2. A ground ball to third is a base hit to left field. Scoring is Urshela. Gardner a two-out base hit over third, and the Yankees take a 2-0 lead.
And that is John Sterling call here on the fan. Brett Gardner giving them a 2-0 lead at that point. Turned out to be the winning hit, because they would beat the Twins 5-1. Gleyber Torres, three hits, a couple of doubles, a home run, three runs scored. He was tremendous. Didi Gregorius, pair of RBI singles.
Didi Gregorius.
Yes, him too. Here's Aaron Boone on Yes postgame. Amazing effort by everyone.
Just so proud of the way they played tonight, how well they played to win this game.
He says it was fun to watch the way we rubbed up against them and the way they took off.
I wanted them to feel us in this series, and they did.
And they did feel them for sure.
Felt him up, man.
Yeah.
Disrespectful. Yeah, without a doubt.
Luis Severino got out of that big bases loaded, nobody out jam early on. As we know, Chad Green, the win in relief. Aroldis Chapman, the five-out save. Zach Britton did leave in the eighth inning with an apparent leg injury. Not sure of that. Here is Didi. He says, we won. Whatever.
All we did was just go out there and play our best baseball. I mean, they have a really good team. You know, they've been working, but all we did was control it. We could control it. Just go out there and play the game.
That was Didi on Yes, as is DJ LeMahieu. This is why I chose this club.
Absolutely, yeah. This is what we wanted. This is what I wanted when I came here, and it's been a lot of fun so far. Looking forward to keeping it going.
Keep it going as they take it in three straight. Giancarlo Stanton says, we've only just begun.
We got this series out the way, and we got more work to do.
And Mr. Positive Award goes to Rocco Baldelli, the failing manager. Although the team was really good this year, they went and it was the same old Twins.
The failing Rocco Baldelli. Sad.
Well, only, yes, very sad because right. of this was just whatever. He says, nothing to be ashamed of.
I mean it when I say to you that I do not sit here frustrated at all. I sit here extremely happy and extremely proud.
This was after they lost.
Wow.
Yeah. So
sounds like sad.
What do you want them to say?
That it's going to stick with them forever.
Right. The comeback is going to make us better. This stings. We should have been better.
Okay, guys.
We didn't have a shot.
Okay, guys. You know, he's basically overwhelmed by, you know, the Yankees behemoth that the Yankees have become. And his team, you know, didn't have what it took. Did you see the pitching staff?
They won 100 games.
Oh, come on, Jerry.
Bases loaded, nobody out. Score a run.
They stink.
Score a run.
They didn't have a shot in this series.
They stink.
Put the ball in the outfield.
They had four guys with 30 home runs.
The
Bomba Squad. The Bomba Squad.
They don't stink. That's not fair.
They stink.
No, they don't. You don't win 100 games by accident. And this notion that, well, they played crappy teams all year. Okay. Well, the Yankees got to feast on the Orioles
they
and the
stink.
Blue Jays,
oh,
well, too.
Yeah,
that's worst,
right, Jerry.
Their worst
right,
record was actually
exactly
against
right.
the Blue Jays.
They doesn't right. matter. My point is they're playing.
They played Detroit, Chicago,
okay.
and
they played
Kansas City.
Other
Kansas
good
City,
teams,
yeah,
too.
And then they had a losing record to Cleveland.
They still won 100 games.
They stink.
How many teams win 100 games every year?
No,
that's
team,
your problem.
Here you go. No team in the history of baseball has won 100 games and then been swept in the
right
division series. Until the 2019.
You know why?
You
no
know
guts.
Is. You know what? Yeah, but you know what?
That's
is.
Right, Jerry.
Someone had the Twins last night.
Score
on
a
Bet
run
MGM.
With the bases loaded and nobody out.
They stink. Win game betting against.
I did not. No,
someone
did
had
not.
The Twins over.
I did not.
3.5 last
wrong.
Night. On
that would be false. I actually had the Yankees in the over.
And you got it at the end there. Look at that. Oh, the Yankees the over in the game?
No, no, no,
oh, I thought you meant the team. I thought you meant the team total, which was 4.5.
No. Yeah. No, I didn't do that.
Okay.
Well,
you should have. You should have. That was
I understand what Rocco Baldelli's talking about. I mean, he's a first-year manager. They won over 100 games, but...
And they're going home in 3 days.
Right. Why?
They stink.
Okay, thanks.
Anyway, game one will be Saturday between the Yankees and Astros or the Rays. We take you to the Trop where people actually showed up.
Yeah.
And it was all good for the Rays.
The 2-2 pitches driven deep to right field. Back at it is Reddick to the wall. Goodbye, G-Mon Choi. Tees off on a Greinke offering. The Rays lead is now 4-1 here in the third.
I don't know about you, but off the bat, did that look like a home run?
No, it did not.
In the way that he threw the bat, I figured that it did.
How about the fact that people actually showed up to a game down there in Tampa? That was nice.
Pretty good. I know. It seemed like there were Rays fans, too, not just Astros fans.
Beat them up 10-3. Kevin Kiermaier with the go-ahead three-run homer in the second, along with Choi. Brandon Lau, Willie Adames, all homer as well, and Charlie Morton, 5 innings, 9 strikeouts. He got the winners. Tommy Pham had to have it.
We needed it. You know, we can't come out of this series, you know, getting swept. So, I mean, anything could happen now.
You know why? Because they have guts, like Twins who don't have guts. Here's Jose Altuve. A lot of credit to Charlie Morton.
He was unbelievable today, you know. Good sinker, good first hammer. The curveball was, you know, best curveball I've probably seen this year, and you know that's the kind of guy he is.
And so game four tonight, 7:05, you've got Justin Verlander taking on Diego Castillo. Cardinals and Braves yesterday, and we are going to go to a fifth game because Yadier Molina did what he needed to do with two out in the eighth.
Green ready, the pitch. Molina swings and he loops it off Freddie Freeman's glove into right field. Tie game. Goldschmidt scores. Molina jumps, throws his right fist into the air. Yadi has tied the game with a single that Freeman missed making the catch by inches.
Yeah, just inches.
I gotta tell you, though, you know what I love about this, man? This was like a National League game. It was great. This was a great baseball game. And it was turnabout was fair play, right? Because the Braves did this to the Cardinals the other night. And then the Cardinals turned around and do it to the Braves.
Yeah, and Yadier Molina, was only 13 years ago that he hit that big home run against the Mets in the 2006 NLCS, and he's still doing it.
Had the game-winning sack fly in the 10th.
That bat after that sack fly landed in my front yard. I mean, that's how far he threw that. That was crazy. I've never seen a bat flip like that.
So 2-2 is that series. Game 5 tomorrow, Jack Flaherty will face Mike Foltynewicz. The Nationals and Dodgers going to a fifth and final game as Washington wound up winning.
Right-hander kicks, delivers, Zim swings and drives one to deep center field. Way back goes Bellinger to the warning track, to the wall. It is gone! Goodbye!
Jesus.
Bang! Zone goes Zimmerman!
Nationals radio, Zimmerman, the big blow there, part of a 6-1 Nats win.
That's awesome.
Max Scherzer went 7 innings, 7 strikeouts for the victory. Rich Hill was brutal. Maybe he can pitch for the Twins next year. Here's Dave Martinez. He knows the Zimmerman home run was key.
That was huge. You know, and he understands his role. But he came tonight and, you know, got a chance to start. And, man, what a huge moment for us. And I'm proud of him.
Anthony Rendon drove in 3 runs. Here's Dave Roberts. Great pitching is waiting for the fifth.
Game 5, you know, winner go home. Bueller, Strasburg. It's, you know, those guys are premier pitchers in this league.
And he says Clayton Kershaw will be right behind Bueller when and if needed in that fifth game.
Just ready to blow the game for him.
And that'll be tomorrow night at 8:35. So a couple of game fives, and the Rays will look to stay alive and force one later today. All right, to the Monday Night Football game as we wrap up a week 5 in the NFL, and it was all 49ers.
Second down and 8, Garoppolo in the gun from the 21 of Cleveland, gets the high snap, pulls it down, drops back 3, line drive down the middle, caught, backpedaling catch, Kittle in the end zone, touchdown 49ers! 22-yard strike.
And the great Kevin Harlan, Westwood, with the call, 31-3. The Niners just destroyed Cleveland. Jimmy Garoppolo threw for 181, couple of touchdowns. Kittle, 6 catches for 70 with that score. Here was Garoppolo. Yeah, it was a good night for us.
I mean, we talked about throwing the first punch before the game and everything. And, you know, when the O-line makes a hole like that and Breida hits it. I mean, he was flying, so it makes everything a lot easier.
Now, who was not flying was Baker Mayfield, just 8 for 22, only 100 yards, hit a lot, picked off a couple of times, picked off around the end zone. So what was the issue on the evening?
Not doing our job. You know, anytime you stop yourself, which is it seems to be our biggest problem right now. You know, obviously, when you do that against a team that's of that caliber, you're not going to have a lot of success.
Richard Sherman got a little upset at Baker Mayfield after the game. He snubbed him with a handshake. Everybody's got feelings these days.
A lot of feelings.
No, I guess
it's competitive fire, man. That's what it is.
Well, Nick Bosa had the competitive fire. He was going after Mayfield. I guess it goes back to the whole college thing. He says, yeah, Mayfield was off his game because of us.
He was panicking. He was double clutching, rolling back and forth. We had him rattled all game.
That's crazy.
He was panicking. That's not what you want to hear, man.
Also said that he was mocking him the whole night.
I was just screaming his name like, Baker, Baker, you good? Come on, pick it up. We want a challenge.
Oh, man. For some reason, he doesn't like Baker.
Well, it's because of the flag thing, which is what he did on a sack celebration during the game. He did the mocking the flag. So he is... man, I tell you, that's an ass kicking and then salt on the wound in the post game comments. Woo, that's a bad
one. And that kid, Nick Bosa, man, he showed why he was that high draft pick.
He was unblockable last night.
He could stop him.
Giants could use an unblockable defender on Thursday night as they play the Patriots. Mm. Here's Bill Belichick. Thoughts on taking on Big Blue? It's a conference call.
My thoughts are just trying to prepare our team on a short week for. A really good Giants team.
That is led by Daniel Jones, and he, as you can imagine...
That was not me this time.
What the hell was that?
It's usually me. That was a boomer burp this time. Usually I'm the one burping into the microphone.
Here's Jones on playing Thursday night.
I think it'll be, hopefully it'll be energetic and loud, and I look forward to playing. Your Thursday night game is a big deal. It's exciting. So
this is where the rookie quarterbacks now all of a sudden start running into a wall.
Well, what they have. No Sterling Shepard, no Barkley, no Gallman.
Right, exactly. And it's a short week, and you're going against the number one defense in football that gets after the opposing quarterback, and your offensive line has struggled against good defensive lines.
What's that spread up to now?
They're also missing their inside linebackers. I mean, the Patriots run the ball about as well as anybody, can throw the ball down the field against anybody.
They throw it like a run better than anybody.
It's so lopsided. But, the one thing I will say, for some reason, though, the Giants as an organization play the Patriots tough.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. I don't know. I don't know if that
comes
through.
They going to cover the 17?
Yeah, 16.5 right now.
I don't see it, man. I see like a 34-10 game.
Yeah, 10 points for the Giants,
kinda like the same thing I saw last night.
Are they going to get a pick six?
Maybe they'll run one back. Who knows?
Sam Darnold will have his tests today. Maybe we find out if he'll play or not. Adam Gase did say if he is cleared, he will start Sunday against the Cowboys. Bill Callahan is the interim head coach in Washington. We know that they have quarterback issues. They play the Dolphins this week in a real rip-roar.
They better win.
He said it's either going to be Case Keenum or Colt McCoy. Reporter then interrupted and asked.
Is Dwayne a contender for that job?
Not right now. But he will be at some point in time.
Just not yet.
Yeah, so the coaches know. This is the amazing thing to me. The coaches know that Dwayne Haskins is not ready. They know it. They can see how he practices. They can see how he calls the plays. Now, here's the one thing I will say, that you never know about a kid like Dwayne. Maybe he's better on the field. Maybe the more he plays, the better he'll become, the more comfortable he'll become, and that will then translate onto the practice field. But they may not be putting him out there just for his own protection. Maybe he's not reading defenses correctly. And that happens to a lot of us. Hell, I couldn't read a defense until the second year. I had no idea what I was doing my rookie year.
I can tell you the headlines made it look like he doesn't like Haskins either. Sure. Watching him, it was everything you're saying. He can't wait for him to be the starter, not yet.
And everybody just has got to calm down. I mean, they find their way differently. Every quarterback finds their way a little bit differently, and you never know when it really just all clicks in. And look, he's going to go through another coaching change, right, in the offseason, who's going to bring in most likely another offense, and he's going to have to learn that. So, which is the worst thing that could happen to him. But I guess – you know, if it happened for Jared Goff and the Rams, then maybe it can happen for him next year.
Can you ruin a guy, though, by playing him? I'm not talking about injury, but could you just, if he went out there and was just so bad, could you ruin him, or is that mostly experience?
I think, you know, without really knowing the kid, watching him last year at Ohio State, he can play football, man. The kid is accurate. He stands tall in the pocket. He's got all the attributes that you want.
I mean, what's the downside then?
He just hasn't played a lot of football. You know, don't kid yourself. I mean, he played 12 or 13 games in college?
Redskins are going nowhere. What happens when Case Keenum and Colt McCoy plays is nothing. You're just spinning your wheels, man. You're going nowhere.
You drafted this guy
in the first round.
So you know what it is, Gio? It's about him being put on the field to be able to protect himself.
Okay, if you're telling me injury, that's one thing.
Yes, and to read coverages and to read blocking schemes. You know, they can make it easy for him. You know, there's a lot of times where you watch the Patriots and they'll block up seven guys on a play action pass, and Tom doesn't have to worry about any sort of blitzes. You can do that, but that's not really how you want to run your offense. And he also has to prove it to his teammates that he can play on the practice field. I mean, it's the same for everybody. Some kids have it and some kids don't have it right away. But I think he's going to be fine in the long run. It's just right now, I think everybody's just a little frustrated down there and they want him playing and the coaches don't think he's ready.
All right, let's say you're playing in an NBA game.
Sure.
Allowed or not allowed? Inbounds pass, a little chest pass to your teammate. Allowed or not allowed?
That's allowed.
That's allowed, right?
Yes.
Catch a ball, shoot a ball. Allowed, not allowed?
That's allowed.
Have a defender on you, take the basketball, and bump him in the head with the basketball. Allowed
that's
or not allowed?
That's the new Knicks.
Yeah,
that's
I love it, Knicks. Man.
That's what that Marcus Morris did last night.
And he elbowed him in the face before that, by the way. Let's
the
go.
Video.
We're not.
Sports Network
show. We are not backing down to anybody.
So here's Morris after their preseason game. Watch
we're going to be a bunch of junkyard dogs.
Just doink. I love this. Come on, go.
Like whack-a-mole.
So now, yes. I watched part of this game last night.
Okay, here's Morris first.
Yes.
On just the new way that this team's going to be.
My team needs me. You know, I got smart guys. I set a better example. But, you know, like I said in the beginning, we're not taking no shit. So.
Yes.
It is what it is.
We ain't taking no bleep, man. Let's go.
I can't wait till they play the Nets.
Obviously,
I think the game against the Nets is going to be like the Rangers and
Devils.
He might
punch Jared Allen in the face.
He's going to bring a paintball gun out there.
It's going to turn into a hockey game. I like it.
Let's go.
Doink.
We ain't taking no bleep.
I've been telling you
about these guys since they signed them. I mean, I don't know if they're not going to go to the playoffs to be a shocker, but they are tough. These guys are tough. They ain't messing around.
RJ Barrett had 17 points. Your boy Julius Randle had 7 assists. So it's a preseason game against one of the worst teams in basketball. But a win is a win is a win
and
last night.
Zion went into orbit again last night.
He did.
This guy,
that's preseason. Doesn't count.
Yeah. I'm telling you, though. I was just thinking about if he was a Nick right now.
He's not.
I mean,
so stop thinking about it.
Look at this guy.
On the Oilers.
Boom! Here he goes again. Watch this one now. Ready? Boom! This guy is unbelievable. Anyway, whatever. He can move at that size like I've never seen anybody move in my life. But he's down in New Orleans and nobody cares.
All right.
Very good. Is that it, Jerry?
Hey, Islanders, Oilers tonight.
All right, very good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.